Thank you for holding. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Your name is Morgan?
Yes, ma'am.
Just a minute, Morgan. Oh, well, I'm calling about a charge that was on my credit card bill that was quite a surprise to me. I didn't recognize what it was. Exciting Fitness Company, Expanded Strength the Muscles, something. And so the other gal explained to me that this was for this keto pills that's supposed to help you lose weight and, you know, get better, you know, get more healthy. I did get that, and I'm taking those keto ones, but that colon cleanse or whatever, I'm not using. I don't know that I want to do that. And so I didn't intend to pay this much, and I didn't think that it was expensive, but she said it was because I was supposed to call in and cancel it to, in order to have the better price, and I failed to do that. I want to know if you couldn't give me adjustment, because I didn't want to do this, and that's way too much. I would never agree to pay that much for one bottle of pills, and let alone two bottles of pills each. So I want to know if you can make me an adjustment on this, and she's already canceled any future billing. I didn't intend to call, you know, to do this.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your first and last name?
Roberta Clark.
And your mailing address?
P.O. Box 252, Chapel, Nebraska, 2 P's, 2 L's, 69129.
Yes, ma'am. And I do see an order that was placed for the Eastland Keto and the cleanse.
What was that original price that they offered me on the internet?
Yes, ma'am. So what's originally ordered and what's originally offered is a 14-day trial. You only have to pay the shipping and handling for 14 days, but if you don't cancel your trial, it's going to bill you full price, which is the $94.90. You only have to pay the shipping and handling for $6.95 to receive that product, but that's not the price of the product. That's only shipping and handling for it.
Well, that was a little bit confusing. I don't remember reading that I had to get in there and cancel that.
Yes, ma'am. The terms and conditions are on the website when you place the order. You also have to agree to the terms and conditions before you place the order. You have to click the box that states you agree to the terms and conditions to be billed at $6.95 for the shipping and handling, and that's only for the 14-day trial period. And if you don't cancel, it states it's going to bill you the $94.90 if you don't call in each month, if you don't call in to cancel, and it provides you a number to call in to cancel.
Well, I totally missed it. And I lots of times if I try to do something online, it disappears on me and I can't get it again. But I sure didn't intend to do anything like this. It was I didn't even remember what I paid for. But I figured it was a low price, and I was just going to try this out. I didn't intend to pay this money for this much money, and so I want to know if you couldn't give me an adjustment on that and call it good.
Yes, ma'am. So that would be a valid charge because, again, the trial wasn't canceled within the trial period. You're actually canceling a month outside of your trial.
Well, I'm just telling you that I do not, how can I say this to make you understand? I did not intend to do any of this. It just came as a surprise to me on my credit card today. That was way back in October 28th, I guess, according to my discover statement. And so I've forgotten all about this. I don't recall any of this. And I think that's way too much. That's overpriced for one bottle of pills, same amount for that second bottle of pills, which I don't know whether I'll use that second one or not. Probably not.
Yes, ma'am. That's a full 30-day supply, so there are 60 pills in both of those bottles. That's 120 pills altogether. Which is why if you don't call it to cancel, it's going to bill you for that full 30-day supply.
Well, if I'd have called in and canceled, then you wouldn't have billed me, right?
Yes, ma'am. But, again, you didn't call in to cancel. It's a month outside your trial at this point.
I don't... I feel like that this was a little bit of, how can I say? It's a little bit shady because I did not intend to do that, and I don't understand exactly.
Yes, the terms and conditions on the website. You also would have had to agree that you read and understood those terms and conditions, and I can also provide you with that website where it has the terms and conditions. As a courtesy, we can give you 35% back on each of those charges, but that's a valid charge.
Well, oftentimes, I don't know how to access these things on the internet. You said there's a website there, but you know it was an advertisement, and then I filled it out, and then the advertisement was gone, and I didn't see it again, and I don't, you know, I don't have any record of that, except I figured, well, for that money, I could try out this keto pill, because I've used keto stuff before that was helpful.
Yes, ma'am. So even if you saw it as the advertisement, you still would have had to agree to those terms and conditions. The only way you can place the order is to agree to the terms and conditions.
True.
So as that courtesy, the most we can give you is the 35%.
So you will go ahead and how can I say? You'll put this back on my credit card account, 35%.
Yes, ma'am.
And what will I can look it up right now, but what will that come to?
So it'd be two refunds for $33.22.
$66.44.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I guess I'll settle for that, and it's a very valuable lesson to me not to do anything like this online. So thank you, Morgan, for the little bit that you did do.
Yes, ma'am. So I did go ahead and issue that refund. Did you get a cancellation number before you were transferred over?
No.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like me to give you a cancellation number?
Yes, I would.
It's going to be – are you ready for it now?
It's going to be what?
Are you ready for the cancellation number now?
Yes, I am.
It's C as in Charlie. 22,
yes.
34, 50.
Okay. The cancellation number is C22-34-50.
Yes, ma'am.
Okie doke.
Yes,
all
ma'am.
Right.
Thank you for going.
So on my next bill, that will be taken off, I presume.
Yes, ma'am. That cancellation stops any more billings or future shipments. And then that refund will be posted in about 3 to 5 days.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.